one, I think the standpoint of rising healthcare costs. You know, myself included. You know, growing up as a teenager and in college, you kind of went to the doctor, and you never really thought about it being a business or a competitive environment. This is, you know, Dr. Driscoll, who I've gone through for the last 14 years. My sisters went there. It's about 15 minutes from the house, and he actually comes to family parties, and that's just the guy you go to. Becoming, you know, a really much more, I'll say, you know, getting into the information age. So quite simply, a Google search of 15 years ago didn't exist. Being able to access different viewpoints, whether they're accurate or not, via a quick Google search, whether it's on your, say, your smartphone or at any kind of tablet or PC, that quick access to an information or an opinion on whether it's healthcare or not, I think that's probably the biggest difference. I think from the standpoint of it being clearly obvious, it's a much more competitive environment. Again, from a personal standpoint, I never really looked at doctor's offices or hospitals as businesses. You know, again, and as a youth, I just saw it as these are people that, you know, it's their calling. They're caregivers, they're, you know, technicians, they're, you know, in the administrative side, they're doing good. And it's amazing to see, just looking at all the competition, you know, as these are major enterprises, whether they're for-profit or not, that are competing for your business, just as if, you know, if it's Best Buy competing for my business when I need to buy a piece of a gaming equipment for one of my children, you know, these hospitals are competing for your patients. So it's very interesting to see all the advertising, the press, and the PR and the outreach from a lot of facilities out there competing for your business. I think when you look at, you know, a little more of the critical nature on physicians, as we've, you know, switched, and if you have, I guess, some of the younger generations looking at, you know, health savings accounts in particular, that maybe want to take a little bit more risk on what their healthcare costs are. Of, hey, I'm a younger individual, I'm a 20-something, and you know what, the chances of me getting ill, I would rather take a plan that I can take a little more risk on and put a little money aside to go ahead and every month to try and balance off what those costs might be. You actually have people, again, I never thought of going to the dentist or going to a physician and asking them what they would be charging for this procedure or for this immunization that I might need. Today, with that information being that much more accessible and people actually looking at it as a business, saying, hey, who wants to go ahead and compete for my business, I think there's a lot more pressure that's being put on physicians, or even just along that continuum of care, to say, hey, I've got to not only provide good care, but I have to do that at a competitive cost. My consumer, or my patient in this case, is much more informed than they ever were in the past.